Hello, and welcome to our first Winterbourne Junior Girls School podcast. Today, we are going to tell you why Winterbourne Junior Girls is such a great place to be and why everyone is just missing out on a really brilliant experience if they don't come to our school. My name is Miss Salthouse, and I'm a Year 6 teacher, and I'm also the maths lead for the school. And I've got some of the girls with me, and they're going to tell you all about Winterbourne Junior Girls. This is their fourth year, because they're in Year 6, so they've got plenty of experiences to talk about. I thought we'd start right at the beginning of the day with our breakfast club. So that runs every day. I'm not sure which of the girls have actually been to breakfast club. Any of you? Saida, would you like to tell us what you do in breakfast club, or what you did in breakfast club?
So in breakfast club, we have like a lot of activities to do. They even give you food. Like they each day, there's different foods. Like I remember, I think on Wednesday you had pancakes or waffles, and then you could pick which sauce you want. And they have like many activities for you to do, so you don't get bored. Like something like board games and those type of stuff, and it's very fun.
Brilliant, thanks, Saida. So we've also got other clubs. We have an after-school club, and we have clubs for hobbies and interests at lunchtime and after school. We have debate clubs. Anybody done debate club? Okay, Maria, would you like to tell us about debate club?
So in debate club, you usually like debate about stuff like, so for example, you were like, which hairstyle is the best? Like, we would debate on which hairstyle was best. Like, so some people say like a bun was the best, or the other people will say like no, a ponytail is best. So like, you could debate about a lot of stuff.
Lovely, thanks, Maria. And I know that some of the girls from Debate Club are doing a public speaking competition as well this year. So we also have things like Dance Club, we have Steel Pans. And while we're on the subject of breakfast, I thought we could talk about our healthy eating at Winterbourne Girls. So we have really nice school dinners. Who has school dinners here? Anna, would you like to tell us about school dinners?
School dinners are very delicious and healthy. They give you a lot of nutrition and they keep you going on for the rest of the day. And I really like on Fridays fish and chips. I think that's one of the best ones. And also we also have desserts, which for example we have brownies with beetroot, and it's really delicious.
Oh, I haven't had any of them. I'll have to try them. Okay, and we have Fruit Friday as well, don't we? Where we've started having fruit as we come in through the door on a Friday. But we don't spend all our time eating. We do also do some learning. And in the mornings, what do we do? English and maths. Who would like to talk about maths, remembering that I am the maths lead? Would you like to talk about maths, Michaela? Go on then.
In maths, we do do different subjects in maths, like pie charts. We were recently doing pie charts, and I really enjoy doing pie charts because I can remember stuff. I can also in maths we have lots of opportunities, because if we put our hand up, it doesn't matter if we get it wrong, because we're learning something new.
Brilliant. Thank you, Michaela. Also, what I'm going to do next is I'm going to speak to Amelie, because Amelie was new at the school, weren't you, a while ago? So maybe we could combine your experience of coming to Winterbourne Junior Girls with a bit of a chat about what we do in English, in reading and writing. Would you like to do that for us?
So in Year 5, when I joined the school, I wasn't that good at English or maths. And in English, I have improved more in this school because we learn different subjects in English, and we use sentence structures and more punctuation than we did in my old school. And I've learned more about English and how to write how to write better.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Emily. Okay, and then we have English and maths, and then we go out, don't we, at break time, and we do something special at break time. What do we do at break time every day? Farah, would you like to tell us?
So at break time, one of our teachers like puts music on the speakers, and then we basically dance, and then we also do the Daily Mile while like with the music. And it's really fun because as a year six, we get to dance and we can get like the other year groups to join as well.
Great, thank you, Farah. So our playground is quite a nice place as well, and we're going to be doing some stuff in the growing area. We're going to be starting a green project later this term, and that will be at a local allotment, and then after that we'll be coming back to the school and growing some more stuff, hopefully, in the playground, and that's going to be part of our eco project for this year. We've also got some exercise equipment in the playground, which I don't use, but I know that you guys use it. And then we have... In the afternoons, we go back and do some foundation. And I know that from what you said earlier, that some of you are quite pleased with the amount of tech that we have in the school. So would somebody like to talk to us about that? Perhaps Rafia?
We have computers, iPads, Chromebooks, and they're also fun to research about, like, things we research in foundation or PSHE, and it's like a new experience to use these devices that not many schools have.
Well done. Did you mention VR sets there as well? Yeah, okay, so we've got VR sets that we use so we can look at all sorts of things that we wouldn't otherwise see. And also we have some one-to-one tuition that we do via the internet, and I know Raquel, you take part in that, don't you? So would you like to tell us about how that has helped you with your maths?
Having the tuitions has helped me in my maths, because there's things that I didn't know in maths that I learnt in the tuition, so it's really helped me.
Excellent, lovely. Thank you, Raquel. And then apart from all the learning that we do, and obviously during foundation we do things like art and design and technology, what did we make just before half term? Who should we ask about that? Julia, would you like to tell us what we made?
So we made a stage, and then it was from Alice Wonderland, and then we did lots of stuff, like we made stuff out of clay and we painted lots of cardboard, and we did lots of creative stuff.
Fantastic. I really enjoyed that. It's quite messy, but I think we put some of them on Twitter as well. So if you wanted to go and have a look at our Twitter feed, there's some photographs on there of the models that girls made. Okay, so apart from teaching and learning, we also do other stuff like our assemblies. And our assemblies are also good learning opportunities. And one of the things that we talk about during assemblies are, well, somebody want to tell us what sort of assemblies we have? Who haven't we spoken to yet? Fatima.
In our assemblies, we talk about values, and in those values, we learn different things, and we also watch some videos to help us know what the value means.
Fantastic. Thank you, Fatima. What's the value for this month? What's the value for February, girls?
Love.
Brilliant. And we don't just focus on that value for the month of February, do we? We join all our values together, and we live them all year round. And some of the values, all the values come up in our values assemblies, but we also do safeguarding and e-safety assemblies. How do those help us? Michaela?
It helps us to let us know how to stay safe online and what we should be downloading and our age limit of what we should be watching and stuff.
Brilliant, thank you. And apart from that as well, if we have any worries, if there's anything that we're worried about that we want to all, everyone's hands going up, if we want to talk to somebody about that, who do we have that we can talk to? Emily?
So we can talk to Miss Sholay or Mrs. Ryan Ashton, and around the school we have a worry box, and there's one in each classroom, and there's chatter boxes. So if you want to talk to Miss Ryan Ashton or Mrs. Sholay, they can read it and you can talk to them.
Thank you, Emily. And what did we do in the playground? We had something new in the playground, didn't we, during lockdown, when not everybody could be in school all the time. What did we do for our worries and our concerns in the playground? Rafia?
In the playground, something new was built. It was the title is No Worries, and there's a microphone, and there's a tablet and iPad, and you can tell all your worries privately. And there's like, it's a 2-minute time limit, and people have to stay away from it so they can't hear what you're saying privately.
Great, thank you, Rafia. Okay, and then also we do some fundraising, don't we? We have some days when we raise funds for charity. What sort of things do we do for that, Anna?
We once had Breast Cancer Day, and we all wore pink, which was really fun. And we also, later on, we had a pink treat and some pink lemonade.
Yeah, that was a good day, wasn't it? And we've had Roald Dahl Day this year already, haven't we? On Roald Dahl Day, we can come dressed up. And we have some days where we can just wear whatever we want, our own clothes. What sort of charities have we raised money for? Can we remember, Saida?
There was one charity that we raised was about girls. There was like a charity that we once fundraised was something about girls.
Yeah, good. So we do try to focus on charities that are relevant to us as a school. And obviously we're a girls' school. So a charity that is benefiting girls is a really good one for us to choose. But we try and change it every year. And Saida, you're part of the school council, aren't you? And that's something that the school council do together. We have head girls as well. We haven't got any head girls in here at the moment because our head girls went to the town hall yesterday and met the mayor and did a presentation. So they've had their moment. And this is yours. What else do we have? What happens if we get a reward? What sort of rewards do we have in school, Maria?
The awards we get are certificates and raffles. For raffle tickets, we get prizes. And since for year six, if we have like good writing and maths, we get £5 vouchers.
Brilliant. And we have house points. Who wants to tell us about the houses? Raquel?
So when we do something good, or we're behaving good, or we do good in a lesson, a teacher gives us house points, and we have to keep a track of them. So at the end of the week, which is on Friday, the school people come around and ask us how many house points we get, and they count it up. So then on assembly, we know which house wins.
Brilliant. Thank you, Raquel. Okay, so I've covered everything that's on my list, I think. Does anybody have anything else that they want to talk about that they can remember from the past 4 years or from this year? Farah's got her hand up. Where should you go then, Farah?
So on some days, we have enrichment days, and which is basically we do different stuff and like we go to different classes. Because of COVID, we couldn't do that, so we had to do it like in groups, and then we had to go to different classes. But we also have different things to do on enrichment day, and that's it. And also we have
we also have school trips, and most of them are one day, but there's this one trip where you go to a place called Juniper Hall and you stay there overnight.
We also have like assemblies, and they can be harvest assemblies, Christmas assemblies, and your own assembly for your own class, and it represents what you learn and what it stands for.
Some children on Fridays do music, like I do music with a clarinet, and some people do violin, which I think is very nice because some people want to learn an instrument and we can do it in school.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you, Fatima and Rafia and Michaela. I'm sure there's other things that we haven't covered as well. But we do have a brilliant school, and we do loads of things that are really exciting and really enriching, and your learning is progressing really well. So we're all really pleased with you, and all the stuff that you wrote down when I asked you to say what you liked about the school was amazing. And we haven't even covered all of it. I'm sure there's some things we've still missed out. But thank you all, girls. You've done a really brilliant job. And we can look forward to our next podcast, which hopefully will be next month. And we'll wait to see what that's about. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.